It's Sunday, October 5th, 2008, and welcome to episode 57 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. This week, I was inspired to add a short entry regarding some of the personal productivity tools I have recently been using. I was inspired to try out another new service this week by one of my followers on my Twitter network who asked if anyone knew of any personal productivity assistant applications that they would recommend to others. I have used many such services in the past, but as usual, there is always another new tool on my list to try out. His Twitter message prompted me to sign up for a free service that I have named as my technology pick of the week this week. I have used several traditional calendaring and office scheduling software programs over the years, and I currently use Outlook Exchange for my day-to-day duties at the university. Outlook does very well for traditional office duties and is accessible over the web from any location that has internet access. The biggest advantage of using Outlook Exchange is that others that I correspond with at our university also use this program, and the calendaring function is easily shared with other users that you want to have access to your calendar. This calendar sharing allows others to schedule meetings with me, and Outlook can quickly look through the busy and free times of meeting participants to recommend a meeting time when everyone is available. This can save a great amount of time and prevent the headaches of going back and forth between multiple meeting participants trying to find a common meeting time. This is a major advantage of having a standardized program that everyone can access. In looking at other services, the biggest barrier is that the data is often not easily transferable from one service to another. This is beginning to get better, but there are still some roadblocks when trying to share information on disparate calendaring systems. Some Web 2.0 services are now offering ties to other calendaring systems like Google Calendar and Outlook Exchange, but there are still some caveats. One thing to be cautious of is the sharing of passwords between disparate systems that can represent a major security concern. As a practice, I generally do not provide my user ID and passwords between systems because of these security concerns. Web 2.0 cell phone applications are the other big productivity tools that have really increased my level of productivity. I have mentioned Jot and Recall services as previous technology picks of the week on Tech Talk for Teachers. A link is provided in the show notes to these two services if you would like to learn more. Anytime you are selecting a service, be sure to be aware of any cost involved, including subscription cost and hidden cost of long distance and/or additional text messaging charges. Jot recently completed beta testing and are now charging fees for many services that were previously free. There is still a watered-down free version of Jot with limited capabilities, so each user will need to decide for themselves if the other services are worth paying for. The other service that I have been using a lot is Recall. Recall is working quite nicely, and I use it with my cell phone primarily as a reminder service, but I have recently tried another service similar to Recall called Dial to Do that offers some added functionality. I have added Dial to Do to my arsenal of cell phone productivity applications, and I'm still in the testing mode, but I do like the way I am able to call this number, leave a voicemail message, and choose whether I would like to have my voice message emailed or sent as a text to one of my contacts that I have set up with Dial to Do. Dial to Do is also still in beta testing, and I'm still determining if there are any hidden fees for texting or long distance charges, so I will let you know how things are going once I have had more time to use this service. For my technology pick of the week this week, I have selected the I Want Sandy Web 2.0 service that offers you your very own personal assistant. A link is provided in the show notes for this episode. I have also provided a link to examples for using this free service. I Want Sandy allows you to email short messages to this virtual service, and Sandy will take it from there. If you learn the shorthand code, Sandy will place your request in the proper category. For example, if I email Sandy at the special email address given to me when I set up my account, she will place this item in my calendar, and I will see it the next time I log in to this service. Sandy, remind me about Smart Board training appointment on October 8, 1 to 2 p.m. Sandy will add the appointment to my calendar based upon the above email message. Sandy also understands to-do list, bookmarks, notes, and other lists when you format your emails to this service using the shorthand codes that Sandy can understand. As I said earlier, you could also link this service to a Google Calendar. However, I am not comfortable providing usernames and passwords to other services, so I have not done this. For now, I prefer to have the I Want Sandy service use the built-in calendar feature for this service. If anyone out there has used the I Want Sandy service or similar services and knows a way to connect to another calendaring program without sacrificing usernames and passwords, please let me know. For now, in my opinion, the security risks are too great to put that much trust into a multiple vendor solution that shares passwords. This is yet another reason to consider an OpenID solution for these recurring problems with individual identity on the internet and multiple Web 2.0 services. I Want Sandy also allows you to set up a secondary email account that you can use to email commands to this service. This works really well for me as I can use my university account at school, and when I'm at home, I can use my personal email account, and the emails I send to this service will all be combined into one calendar. That wraps it up for episode 57 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this episode and archived episodes are available on the web at the EIU Instructional Technology Center website at www.eiu.edu/ITC. Just click on the Tech Talk for Teachers podcast link. If you know of any other free Web 2.0 services that you use to help make you more productive, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a message on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.